queen or king for a day. Imagine, if you would, just for a moment, that you are a king or a queen. Your kingdom stretches for miles untold. You have servants to look after your every need. Palace walls provide a sanctuary from the chaos of everyday life that plagues most of the citizens in your kingdom. No, people love you, but it is difficult to tell if their affection is for you or for what you can do for them. You see, it's been a very difficult few years. There are rumors from the neighboring kingdom that they would like to expand their territory. In an effort to supply more troops to defend the borders of your kingdom, taxes have been increased. Severe heat and drought have devastated all your grain crops. Grain will surely have to be imported, which of course will be high tariffs. Those taxes will get higher. The people before you have become disgruntled and expects you to do something about it. After all, you're the king, you're the queen, you're in charge. And to add to this drama, these prophets are out there. They're wandering around the countryside through your kingdom, and they're warning of God's forthcoming wrath. Now, these prophets claim to be messengers from God. But see, their allegiance is wavering. How could these uncivilized human beings be the representatives for the Most High God? There is this one prophet in particular, Elisha. He seems to be the ringleader. He walks around performing all kinds of miracles. He's getting on my last nerve. Today, of all days, just as you are sorting through the list of tax forms and you're arguing with your army leader about the lack of support for the southern border, a letter is brought to your attention. It is from the king of the Armenians. It must be something extremely important. Perhaps the king is declaring war or informing you of his intent to take over one of your cities on the border. And as you break open that seal and you begin to read the letter, you cannot believe your eyes. You see, the king has asked you to heal one of his greatest leaders from a terrible skin disease, leprosy. With all the other things on your plate, now your adversary has asked you to heal one of his men. He must be kidding. Has he lost his mind? What is wrong with him? This is an impossible request and it's got to be some kind of a trick. Surely, there's something wrong here. Knowing these circumstances, though, what would be your reaction? The king of Israel tears his clothes. He rips them in an all-out temper tantrum. He yells in a tirade, "Am I God to hand out life and death? The task is too much, and like everything else, you are powerless to do anything about it." The truth of the matter is, very few or any of us will ever be king or queen. But we are people in this world who like control. We like to feel that we are in charge and have everything right where we want it. We like our calendars and our agendas just perfect, with those 15-minute intervals to make sure that every minute of the day is planned. I used to work in a church where the senior pastor did that, and he about drove me up a tree. Our yards in our world are surveyed, landscaped, and marked with boundary lines. And our doors are locked, and they blocked out the chaos of our world. So in a way, are not we all, as heads of our own households, king or queen of something? We have the joy of reigning over our territory. But sometimes the castle has a plumbing problem. Something leaks. It's got a leak in the roof. Weeds continue to grow. They continue to encroach upon the lavish yards that we have. And our children are not only demanding perfection, but they require us to supply for their every need. What have we gotten? Have we gotten ourselves to the point where it is too much? Have we ever been to the point where it's too much? Like the king, do you just want to tear your clothes? Do you want to sling all the bills off the kitchen table in one clean sweep and just slam the door shut and just put the rest of the world behind it? It is difficult to give up control. It is difficult when expectations are greater than our expertise. Have you ever been to that point when you think about, gosh, I can't do this. I need some help. I need somebody to help me out. You see, then some of us are like Naaman, who found the one who could heal him, but needed to take a few extra steps. You see, Naaman had been told what was wrong with him. He knew he'd been given the prescription, the antidote to fix what was wrong. And he was a little too proud to go and get it done. We think we have done everything. We think we have covered all the bases. And then there is one more demand that needs to be met. You see, I expect things to be simple and easy and then get upset when they're not. Have any of y'all like that? You expect things to work out just perfect. You've got it planned. You know that's the way it's supposed to happen. And then when it doesn't, do you get aggravated? And sometimes you might be more aggravated at yourself than you are at anyone else. But the first person that comes along gets it. And that's not always a good thing, is it? You see, I sometimes get frustrated. Can you imagine that? When things take longer than they should, and that's my problem. Sometimes I feel like the king did that day. I feel as if I'm letting people down. I sometimes feel incompetent and even insecure in my abilities to perform my duty. Also, sometimes I'm like Naaman. One additional step seems to be just too much trouble. I feel as if I don't have things under control when I think I should have. You see, being out of control is not the theme of this story today. No, it's not. Two other characters are the real teachers today in our story. The servant girl was taken captive and now waits on Naaman's wife hand and foot. She has no control at all over her daily routine. Yet, she is the one who remains calm. She feels compassion and has the solution for Naaman's illness. She's the one, a little servant girl, who was kidnapped from her home country and put in bondage, in slavery. That's exactly what she's doing. She's being someone's slave. She's being their housemaid. But this girl is happy. She's told what to do, but she's probably walking around singing and happy. She's having a good time. She feels compassion. And she has the solution to cure Naaman. Now, Elisha the prophet is the other one, is totally reliant on the help of others and wanders through the country following God each step of the way. He's that one that gets on everybody's nerves because he's telling people all about God. Yet he does not tear his clothes. He remains calm and he gives instructions to Naaman. You see, in this world we live in, no matter who we are not in control as much as we would like to think that we are. You see, like the servant girl running to someone else's pace, can we stay calm and compassionate? You see, it is the recognition that God is in control that finally saves Naaman, seen through the calm compassion of that servant girl and the practical advice from Elisha. You see, if we read on, Naaman does eventually give credit to the God of Israel. It takes him a while. He's not easy to change. You see, we are not God, and we shouldn't act as if we are. When was the last time that you and I gave up our illusion of control, humbled ourselves, and allowed God to heal our broken spirits. Think about it. When was the last time that you let go? You let go of your control. You humbled yourself. And you allowed God to heal your broken spirit. Is it worth the trouble? I think that it is. I think we need to be more like Elisha and the servant girl. I think we need to pay attention to what's going on around us, the little things. I think we need to know what it is to serve and love and to be loved. I think we need that compassion that comes by knowing Him. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word this day, for holding us close, for allowing us to look at what it might be like to look at the world through someone else's eyes and to see it for ourselves and to look at Your Scripture in a new and different way. But Lord, always looking for the answer, but always looking for what it is that You have called us to be and do. Lord, I thank You this day that You have allowed us to come to this place, to allow us to be a part of something so great as serving You and loving You. And to try, Lord, to not think of ourselves too highly. To think of ourselves in terms of loving You. To think of ourselves in a different light. To think of ourselves as one of Your children. So, Lord, this day, continue to remind us of all that it is that You have for us. The blessings that come our way. Be with us now. For it's in Your name I do pray. Amen.